USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A third polling organization now has confirmed that Joe Biden's approval rating has cratered. The newly released USA Today Suffolk poll said Biden's support is at a new low of 38%. It was only days earlier that a Zogby Analytics poll described him as sinking like the Titanic with an approval rating of 36%, and a Quinnipiac poll on the issue put him at 38%, then a few days later dropped that to 37%. Former President Barack Obama went to the International Climate Conference in Glasgow on Monday because climate envoy John Kerry knew the Biden administration needed help convincing the world America was actually serious about combating climate change.
There is one thing that should transcend our day-to-day politics and normal geopolitics, and that is climate change.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Michael Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Senate Minority Leader McConnell on the social spending bill.
The Senate's top Republican is ripping Democrats for moving ahead to try to pass another social spending bill.
A massive addition of another $2 trillion the country is not asking for and doesn't want. And we had a referendum on what they're doing last Tuesday in Virginia and New Hampshire and New Jersey.
Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, believes Americans don't want to see it advance. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Multiple reporters and Republican lawmakers have shared videos and photos of the massive piles of steel left stacked up along the border. However, Ben Berquam, a conservative journalist, has revealed another massive supply of materials.
They do not want you to see this. They do not want you to see millions. I don't know if it's 100 million. I don't know. It's millions and millions of dollars sitting out here burning up out in the desert. Your tax dollars.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is mulling the idea of shutting down another oil pipeline.
With policies put into play by the Biden administration, fuel and energy prices are skyrocketing. Now the Biden administration is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. The administration has yet to decide what to do with Line 5 in Michigan. Line 5 is part of a network that moves crude oil and other petroleum products from Western Canada, pumping about 54,000 barrels a day. Petroleum is taken from the pipeline in Escanaba, Michigan. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe joined Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures. DNI Radcliffe told Maria that he turned over 1,000 documents to John Durham that implicate Hillary Clinton and Democrat operatives and likely top government officials in criminal activity that would be the basis for further indictments.
Our intelligence community and our FBI knew this ahead of time, that Hillary Clinton, we had specific intelligence that Hillary Clinton was creating a plan to vilify Donald Trump, to falsely accuse him of ties to Russia, and the intelligence community and the FBI knew this, and President Obama, Vice President Biden were briefed by John Brennan and James Clapper and Jim Comey in early August of 2016.
Everything related to the Steele dossier was known to be untrue against the Trump campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.